It's time for Live and Local here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio, live from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's so kind of you to tune in today. Well, sometimes you wonder, what can we do with the kids? It'd be fun. It would be different. Maybe something a little hands-on as well. The Omaha Children's Museum. Now, there's an idea. Kim Reiner is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the Omaha Children's Museum. And they've got a lot of events coming up. Welcome.
Thank you.
For braving. My goodness, they closed down half the city, and you were still out here blazing trails and having a great time. That's wonderful. First things first, there was an event planned for tonight, and we do have to make the announcement because of the weather. It is canceled.
Right. So we had a preview night. We have an exhibit opening tomorrow called America to Zanzibar, Muslim Cultures Near and Far. And we were going to preview it tonight, but with the weather, we're postponing that preview, but we're still opening the exhibit tomorrow.
Very good. Yes. And with so far, the weather says we should have sunny skies, 20 degrees and a lot of wind. But with that sunshine and the road crews getting the roads together, ought to be fine
Perfect
to come on
day.
Down. You absolutely right. Tell us about the Omaha Children's Museum, because it's a rather unique place for play and for learning. And
exactly. Well, it's hands-on for young kids up to about 10 and their families. And so they're learning while they're out there playing. They're developing all these social skills and these physical skills, and it's just fun and a great way to get energy out. And so this new exhibit, I think, will be a good escape for families, because it almost feels like you're traveling the world.
Really? Yes. How so? You get to move from piece to piece?
Right. So it's exploring all these cultures. More than 50 countries are represented. So you can pretend to be in a Persian courtyard, or go shop in a market, and they have a little tea house and a fish market. There's a spice shop, an Egyptian spice shop, where you can smell spices, and it's very tactile. All the senses are engaged.
Oh, that's really neat. It's really funny you say that, by the way, because the importance of spices from ancient times, and then that became such a part of the culture, because that was Mesopotamia was where Western civilization was born, for crying out loud.
So it touches upon some of those countries that were on the spice route. There's actually a replica boat that was, you could pretend to be a trader on the boat, and you can move some spices from below deck to above deck, and it's or you could steer the ship if you want, but we cover that part of it, of the history.
Oh, that's really neat. That's just wonderful. How long will this exhibit?
Sure. So it runs through mid-April, April 19th. So all winter long. We'll have, in addition to just open play, you can explore it on your own, we'll have daily programs. And the first one coming up is on spices. And so they'll be smelling spices like cardamom and learning how they're used in cuisine. And then they get to help make a peppermint tea and taste it. So
that's
not
fun.
Only learning, but they actually get to enjoy some of it too.
Sure. Now, you have an event happening on Martin Luther King Day as well.
Yes, we're open. So usually we're closed on Mondays in the winter. So we'll be open, and we have some.
Now, is that just this Martin Luther King Monday you're open?
Right.
Because the schools
for the
are
school
closed.
Holiday. Yes.
Will you do that in February as well for
yes,
President's
we will.
Day? Okay,
yes,
very
so
good.
We'll, and we plan little activities. We incorporate it into ones that we already have planned. So we'll have a story time that touches upon some of themes of friendship and understanding yourself and how you interact with other people who might be different from you. And then we have making your own friendship bracelets. And it's a lot of the science show is color and light. And it's a lot of fun little things. And again, it's just an escape on a cold day.
Wow. So how many different things can you do? You have a major exhibit, and then there are other side things that happen in your space?
Sure. So we have permanent exhibits. We have a science center. We have an arts center. We have a tinker lab. And then we have the traveling or special exhibits. And in addition to those, then we have the daily programs. And we have trained staff that lead those, and it's super interactive, so that's either STEAM oriented and you're building something or making something, or for younger kids it's a little more story time and play based, and so it's a little bit of mixed guided play and free play.
What is the proclivity for regarding mobile devices?
You know, we tend to not usually have much of interactive screens. We have a couple that are permanent. In the America to Zanzibar exhibit, there are some touch screens. And I think they'll appeal to a little bit older audience, that it'll teach you how to say your name in, I think, 20 languages.
Oh, wow.
And there's one where you can make compose music. You'll hear different instruments from around the world and then hear them played together. And there's one that I love that is it's 360 photos of mosques around the world. And so when you touch you got a globe to explore, and when you touch it, it'll zoom in on the mosque that's historically significant, or the design is just amazing, and you learn a little bit about it.
That's awesome.
And travel.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for information on this, it's OCM.org. It's the Omaha Children's Museum. She's Kim Reiner, Director of Marketing and Public Relations. They are open on Monday. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Appreciate you stopping by.